Welcome to Siendo Primero.
Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. Today, we'll be talking about a topic that can be a big fear for us.
Yes, because we know that being a student is about more than just classes. It's about the question, what happens after graduation? We all feel that pressure to find a job and get experience. In this show, we'll be speaking in English.
Y también en español, porque estos dos idiomas representan quiénes somos y el futuro que estamos construyendo.
Así es, y tenemos mucho que compartir en este episodio. We will hear an interview with Rogelio Torres, a student in the Culinary Arts program who is following his dreams.
We also have a flash interview with students on campus.
Later, we'll have a special feature with Professor Michael Rose about getting experience.
And also, we have an interview with Precia Reina, Career Services Specialist, explaining in both English and Spanish why we should never be afraid to ask for help.
Con esto, damos inicio a Siendo Primero.
Being First. Can you present yourself?
Hi, my name is Rogelio Torres. My major is in Culinary Arts.
Why did you choose Culinary Arts?
It became my dream since when I was 7 years old. I started helping my mom when she was in the kitchen, and I fell in love with the art of being in the kitchen and the art of making food and making people happy.
People think cooking is easy. What is the hardest part of being in a professional kitchen?
People think cooking is easy because they just see the front of the house, you know, when you guys put the food out there. No, it's actually really hard being in a professional kitchen because you have a lot of pressure of the executive chef, and the chef is yelling at you all the orders, and you have to be under pressure. You're working with a lot of pressure. That's the hardest part of the kitchen, and learning how to work in a small kitchen because you have 20 people in a small space.
How do you prepare for a job if you don't have any experience in a restaurant yet?
Is basically you start from the bottom. You always start as a dishwasher and you make your way up to becoming a line cook or garmager. It's like garmager, you work with cold food, and then you start working up with your ears. If they could see your potential, they make you as a chef without going to school. But with the school and the associates or a degree, you could start as a line cook. And then after that, you become a chef.
Do you think it's hard to get experience?
You have to put the work in. If you don't put the work in the kitchen, you are never going to go anywhere. But if you put the work in, if you want to go somewhere in the kitchen, you have to put the work in.
What is your biggest dream after you graduate from AWC?
After I graduate my associates with Culinary Arts is becoming a chef and also opening my own restaurant for a couple years. And then after that, opening my own academy because I love how to teach young people, majors of Culinary Arts. That's my dream.
Thank you so much. From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López. We just heard the interview I had with Rogelio Torres. It's amazing how a dream he had as a little boy is becoming a reality, right here at AWC.
En serio que me gustó escuchar a Rogelio con esa pasión.
I know, right? Rogelio is a great example that no job is too small.
Yes, it's all about building that path, one step at a time.
And speaking of that, we went out to the campus to talk to other students to hear their thoughts. Let's listen to a flash interview.
Welcome, everyone. This is a flash interview. Can I have your names?
My name is Leobardo Mesa. I'm studying Administration of Justice with the emphasis of Homeland Security.
My name is Mia Rodriguez. My major is Psychology.
Mi nombre es Carlo Armenta y mi major es Biología.
We want to know, what is your dream job and what is the scariest part of looking for it?
My dream job is to become a Border Patrol agent and be a canine unit. The scary part of looking for this is that I don't have a great vision. For that, you always need to have a good vision for anything that comes.
My dream job is to be a child psychologist. The scariest part of that job is the education that I'm pursuing is a very long one. And it's just like not having anything distract me from completing that dream.
Ser cirujano es mi idea principal. Apenas llevo como 2 años viviendo aquí, entonces es difícil adaptarme a todo. Le tengo que poner ese 100%, si no, no la voy a armar.
Thank you, everyone. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas. cada uno de ellos llega a ser muy importante.
Exactly. But let's be honest for a second. We know that sometimes reaching those dreams feels almost impossible. You look at a job descriptions and they ask for years of experience that we just don't have yet. It's frustrating.
I know. It's like a wall in front of us. But we don't have to let that stop us. There are ways to climb that wall. And that's exactly what we're talking about in a few minutes.
Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Siendo Primero.
From KAWC, this is a brand new season of Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. This is a space where your story is the main character.
We'll be talking about student life, en inglés y en español, porque nos representan ambos idiomas.
You can hear us at kawc.org under the show tab.
A new season with the same goal.
To give students a voice.
Siendo Primero is a project of the KAWC Student Newsroom, which is funded by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, the Scripps Howard Fund, and by generous local support. Thank you for encouraging the next generation of public media. Learn more about the project, hear more stories, and support this effort at kawc.org.
Welcome back to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. We're so glad you're still with us. If you're just joining us, today we're talking about jobs and how to get that first experience while we're still in college.
Before the break, we heard about dream jobs and motivation. But let's be real. Sometimes it feels like there is a big wall between our dreams and a real paycheck.
We have the passion, but many times we don't have the experience that companies are looking for.
I know, and that is why I wanted to talk with Michael Rose. He was one of my professors, and he has a great perspective of how we can prove our value.
All right, let's listen to this feature.
College is hard, but graduating and facing the real world, that is scary. We all ask the same thing. How can I get a job without experience? In this occasion, we talked to a professional who sees this every day.
I'm Michael Rose. I'm senior graphic designer here at Arizona Western College. I'm also an adjunct faculty and teach page composition using Adobe InDesign.
We do our homework, we get the grades, but then we look around and see some students who are already moving forward. From his point of view, there's a clear reason.
I've noticed a lot of the students that I've known that have become more successful, they were really pushing themselves while taking classes. They also were getting more involved. They would do projects of their own, not just what the assignments we give them. Having the drive to succeed and being able to go after what you really want, to not be afraid to take chances. That's one thing I've really learned is in your life, there's going to be opportunities where you can either take the chance or you can just play it safe and stay where you are. And a lot of times just taking that chance is going to be what's going to get you to the next stage of your life or what you can build off for future. Those students are the ones that go on to be a lot more successful.
In some majors, it's easier to show your work, but for other ones, it is hard to show their value. What can we do to stand out when we are just getting ready?
With graphic design, it's a little bit easier. You can build a portfolio that way. But for other professions that aren't so visual, I think sometimes it would be hard because certain majors, you might not be able to find a job doing something in that field until you have the degree. I'm thinking like, what if you're going for law enforcement or fire? There's probably pretty limited what you can do in that area. There probably is opportunities like volunteer or programs for young people that are looking to get into those areas and to be able to get letters of recommendation and stuff like that from people that know you.
Sometimes we feel that if a job is not the dream job, it is a waste of our time. Still, there is a value in every single environment.
I would say don't be scared to go after the job that you really want. But sometimes if you can't find that job in the moment, maybe you'll find another job that you'll still learn skills from that you can build on for the next opportunity when you can do what you really want to do. Or maybe you'll end up realizing that what you really want to do isn't what you thought you wanted to do in the first place.
As students, we wait for a door to open, but we stay quiet because we are afraid to make a mistake. Michael Rose believes that there is something much more important than just waiting for an opportunity.
Start making connections. Talk to your fellow students. Talk to your instructors. If there's a field that you really want to go into, reach out to people that might have experience in that field, especially somewhere like Yuma. A lot of times it might matter who you know. It might not get you the job, but at least it might get your application looked at instead of just glossed over.
If you feel lost right now, it's okay. This is the moment to try, to fail, and to grow. Professor Michael Rose gave us final advice and a personal lesson.
My advice for students would be, especially younger students, get an education while you're young, especially if you have your parents' support or somebody else's support. I wish I would have gone further when my parents were offering me a place to live and to, you know, a roof over my head. I wish I would have took advantage of that more. But just while you're young, have fun and enjoy life, but also start thinking about setting yourself up for the future.
Take a risk, build your path, and show the world what you can do. Don't wait for the diploma to be great. Start being great right now. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
That made me think of my goals. Sometimes we think we just need to study more, but Michael is right.
He's one of those professors who truly supports his students. And I have to say this, every field has its own struggle when it comes to the real world. And talking about that, Melanie, when you think about looking for a job related to your major, what is your biggest worry?
With the administration of justice, I worry a lot that I'm not gonna have enough experience. It's like, I'm gonna have the grades and certificates, even an associate's. Am I gonna have enough experience? I really worry about that, because I want to be great in what I do.
I feel the same way. In computer graphics, as the professor said, our portfolio matters. It's hard to get a job if you feel like your school projects are not enough.
Yes, you have the degree, but you don't have the proof yet.
That's very true. And that is why we have our next voice. She is someone who works on career advancement and helps students every day.
We're talking about Fresia Reina. Let's hear it.
Hello, I'm Sahei from Siendo Primero, and I'm here with
Fresia Reina. I'm the Career Services Specialist.
Fresia, many students are afraid to apply for jobs because they have no experience. They think that they don't have it. What do you tell them?
I always tell students that everyone starts with no experience. Experience doesn't only mean a paid job. It can include class projects, volunteering, helping family, internships, group work, learning roles, or even managing responsibilities at home. Employers care about skills like communications, teamwork, responsibilities, and problem solving.
Siempre les comento a los estudiantes, cualquier cosa que hayan hecho durante prepa, universidad y ahora en el colegio, lo que sea que hayan hecho, sirve como experiencia para agregar en el currículum.
And what are the most common mistakes students make on their resumes?
Minor mistakes are spelling and grammar errors, or using one general resume for every job, and then not highlighting skills clearly.
Does AWC help students find internships or local jobs?
Yes, Arizona Western College offers career services that help students with resumes, interview presentations, job search strategies, and sometimes connections to local employers.
And when you were a student, did you have to apply for a job or it was difficult for you?
I believe it was a matter of being consistent, not giving up, doing what I needed to do. For example, if I wasn't sure on how to create or how to come up with a resume, not being scared to ask for help and ask others to help me with my resume, just asking around either at college or outside.
In your position, what is the best thing that you have to go with the students? De tu posición de trabajo, ¿qué es lo que más te ha gustado hasta el momento cuando hablas con los estudiantes?
Everything. I really love speaking with students, no matter what the situation or what they need, if it's just resumes or general questions. I love how they grow up, how I see them transitioning from college to another universities, and some of them coming back just to say hi and what they're doing once they graduate. It fills my heart.
Es para mí un placer tremendo verlos cómo buscan trabajo. Es una cantidad enorme de estudiantes que quieren trabajar. Por cada uno de ellos, yo quisiera tener un trabajo. Y que vengan a preguntarme lo que quieran, no nada más de trabajo. Verdaderamente me apasiona ayudar a los estudiantes. Para mí es algo padrísimo.
And we want to know, if a student is graduating this May, what is the first step they should take right now?
I feel that the first step is to update their resume. Don't wait till after graduation. I would also recommend to start applying early, attending career workshops, practicing interviewing, and the sooner you start, the better.
Es actualizar su currículum y comenzar a prepararse mucho antes de graduación, estar listo con su currículum lo antes posible, si no está segura o seguro de cómo empezarlo, cómo agregar información, buscar resources e informarte de cómo hacerlo para cuando estés listo para hacerlo, empezar a buscar trabajo, empezar a entregar currículums.
And I know that in AWC it will be some events related to this. Sé que va a haber algunos eventos relacionados a trabajo, a cómo los estudiantes se pueden desenvolver en este ámbito. Can you give us more information?
Definitely. There's an event coming up, which is called Student Professional Growth Day, designed for our students, AWC, NAU, UFA, ASU, based on how to speak with confidence, how your credit score matters, and some other tips and tricks on how to impress on your first job interview. Registration closed March 6th. But definitely, we do invite you for come and see what Career Services has for you and all the resources and support that we offer for you students. Like I mentioned before, if you need a cover letter directing you with the perfect person, if you need to do volunteering, or if you're looking for an internship.
And just to finalize, any advice for the students here at AWC?
Don't be shy. Add something to your resume or add more information to your resume when it comes to if you're looking for a job or volunteering, ask around. Make sure you set up an appointment with Career Services. Any question, concern, we can go over a couple of options. See if you qualify for work study or if it's just regular full-time if you're looking for something inside AWC. Anything that you have a doubt, we are here to help you. And again, my name is Frecia Reina.
Thank you so much for this great interview. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
That was such a helpful interview. Again, that was Frecia Reina, our Career Services Specialist at Arizona Western College. I love what she said. Experience is also our class projects, volunteering, and even helping our families.
Yes, and she was very clear. Do not be afraid to ask for help. Whether you need to fix your resume or practice for an interview, the Career Advisement Office is there for us.
It makes me feel so much more confident. Like she said, the first step for anyone is to update your resume right now and not wait until graduation.
Definitivamente. En este episodio tuvimos varias lecciones hoy. No hay que esperar. Empieza a generar tu experiencia. Our journey starts today, and is the best advice to end our show. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to us.
Don't forget to join us on our next episode. We will continue sharing voices of our first-generation students.
Siendo Primero is produced by KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search kawc.org under the Shows tab.
I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. And this is
Siendo Primero.